Thank you, Emily, very much. Going through the Ten Commandments as a gift from God tells us how to love God. And the Ten Commandments are a gift to everybody after salvation happened between God and people. So to put it in our language, God gave Abraham peace with himself, or God saved Abraham, you might say. God saved Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Noah, Moses, and a whole bunch of other people. He got them right with himself. And then he said, here's my law. This is how you can love me back. This is how you can not sin against me. This is how you can keep from having a broken heart and breaking my heart. So the law is a good thing. Today it can lead somebody to Christ when we see those commandments and say, oh, I can't live like this without God forgiving me and helping me walk after Him. So it could lead us to faith in Christ. It could also do a really good job being our teacher after we come to Christ to know how to love God and love our neighbor. And so today it's kind of beginning at home to love our neighbor. Honor your father and your mother so that it might be go well with you. So little Jordy, he's taking all this in, you know, at 9 months, and the rest of us too. So the commandment shows not only that Jesus is Lord over heaven and earth, angels and demons, soul and spirit, but He's also Lord over relationships. Okay, something real concrete. He cares about that as much as He cares about the other things I mentioned. So we want to get that before God too. Okay, honor your father and your mother. The word honor means to have high respect and high regard for. Father and mother, high respect and high regard. And we honor the Lord in the highest way. We regard Him with the highest respect. But we show our respect for God by showing respect for our father and mother. And that's a really different way to live, but it's a really good way to live. And growing up, I had heard of the commandment, listen to your parents, honor your father and mother. And my heart didn't say, oh yeah, that sounds great. You know, most of the time for my heart, I'll just take it was on me, not on my parents. Parents were somebody to be afraid of and somebody to run away from. Be afraid of them, run away from them, get away from them. They're just there to tell you what to do. And that was a total mistake on my part. But the Bible would say, honor your father and mother. And the New Testament makes it clear there's a connection between honoring our parents and honoring the Lord or having a Christian testimony. Ephesians 6:1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Okay, so respect for God is going to bring respect for parents. Obey your parents in the Lord simply means obey your parents because Jesus said so. In the Lord because of your relationship with Him. I saw this modeled in a buddy of mine, Bruce, from high school. He didn't run from his parents and he wasn't initially afraid of them, although he greatly respected them. When I was with Bruce, whenever we would want to do something in our mid-teens, late teens, he would say, I have to ask Mom and Dad. I thought, well, why would you want to do that? They're probably going to say no. You know, what? No, I have to ask Mom and Dad. Got to check with Mom and Dad. And so he had a high level of honor for his mom and his dad. Grew up really good. Ended up being a responsible worker wherever he went because he knew how to show respect to whoever was at home to give him guidance, Mom and Dad. And so That's something that was a model, an example for me. And honoring our parents, you know, what we do in the home, as the home goes, so goes the nation. There's love, honor, and respect. At the smallest level, there'll be love, honor, and respect in the community, in the church. A little bit of honor and respect and love at home. A little bit of honor and respect and love in the church and in the nation. So we want to ask God to give us that new heart from knowing Christ to honor and respect parents and those put in that parental role. Now here's some, just to expand on the relationship and God cares about these folk. They're all going to be in the position of honor in your life. Teachers. Again, my response to teachers was, I'm afraid of them, and I want to get away from them. Okay? Same with the other groupings. Police, public servants, that's government people, anybody in the church authority. My mom was Russian Orthodox, and in her family of growing up, I happened to be there with my grandma one time. The Russian Orthodox priest, who was, you talk about authority figures, I mean, he came big time with a big Bible and a big staff and a big incense to spread around. And when he came into the house, if he went in the living room, I went in the kitchen. And if he went in the kitchen, I went in the living room. And that's my response this day to other pastors. No, that's not true. That's not exactly true. But that could be, that's some of your response, I've noticed. If I'm coming this way, you go that way. Or if I say, get over here, you automatically go over there. I know how it is. But the Lord says, honor your father and your mother and your spiritual father and mother. That's all these people up here. Board members. Last but not least, your boss. And the issue is not whether your boss is competent or on the ball or even fair-minded. Your job is to honor and respect parents. If you have parents who, you know, were, sadly, so many today, neglectful or abusive, they were absent, or they were abusive, you can honor their position and hopefully get protection as needed, but at that point, you're practicing forgiveness. Best way to honor father and mother, if they were really bad to you, is to practice forgiveness. So God understands that there's brokenness in all relationships. And that's something God can help you with. But to honor the person regardless of their ability. If parents and pastors and teachers and police and your boss, hopefully their call is to tell you to do the right thing. If they don't, it's on them. If the teacher in your school says, study hard, respect one another, do this assignment, then that's good. That's their responsibility. Your responsibility, whether they do that or not, is to honor them. And especially if they tell you what to do and you don't do it, that's on you and me. Okay, that's on you and me. So, has issues from home to public life to church life. I heard a good example illustrated by some Catholic sisters working at the Mayo Clinic years and years ago. They ran the nursing staff there, and Mayo Clinic is internationally famous now, helps people in the medical difficulty. But all the sisters and the doctors took this mentality. They said, we're going to treat every patient as if they were Jesus Christ. That's a good standard. So, if you're a teacher and you're a parent, could you treat your young ones as if they were the Lord growing up? You know? It's like Mary and Joseph had to do. Or if you're a student, would you treat your teacher as if he or she was Jesus? We have some teachers who are in our fellowship. I'm sure they have not experienced that very much. But that's the call to the young Christian people. Mom and Dad, I hope you're teaching that to your children. Honor those in authority. Public servants, same deal. We know they have problems with that. You know, people who run for Congress, you just say, well, their approval rating is 10%, you know. If you would honor them, maybe they would do a better job. And we think sometimes our leaders are lacking. Remember, Daniel had to work with Nebuchadnezzar. Paul had to work with Caesar. And Nebuchadnezzar and Caesar were a lot worse than anything we've ever had. in our nation. And Paul said, honor the emperor. Okay? Honor the emperor. So we want to take what God's word says out of respect for God and put it into practice so that your relationship with Jesus has some feet on it and so forth. Other good verses on remembering the instruction of our parents. Listen to your father's instruction. Don't forsake your mother's teaching. To this day, I still remember some of the things my folks said. They told me it when I was 21. I'm starting to listen now, you know, 42 years later. Oh, maybe I should do that, you know. The glory of children is their father. Something about, okay, dad, help, at least thank you for being a part of bringing me into the world, whether you're here or not here. And I'm thankful for my earthly father. He was outstanding, dad. Listen to your father who gave you life. Don't despise your mother when she is old. Again, this goes across the board. Young Christians, respect the older Christians. Older Christians, gently lead the younger ones. Here's people who disobeyed their parents in the Bible. Cain killed his brother, broke up the first family. There's a, you know, murder in the family. Abel's dead. Now what's Adam and Eve going to do? It was a terrible thing. Ishmael disrespected his brother Isaac and therefore his mom Sarah. And he had to go out of the family, Ishmael. So when there's dishonor toward mom and dad, the family starts to break down. Boom, boom. Hophni and Phinehas, they were twins of Eli, who was a follower of the Lord. Eli didn't know how to correct them well. God had to say that I have to end their life because they're just totally against everything the Lord stood for. And God takes us home out of mercy sometimes, which we're glad for. Absalom, he rebelled against his father David. And the sad verse in the Bible, David hears that Absalom is killed. He says, oh, Absalom, my son, Absalom. If only I had died instead of you. Absalom, my son. I think every parent who loves their child, when they see a child in a tough situation, they said, oh, my child. It should have been me instead of you. That's what the love is. And God actually did that for us when we were sinning against Him and, you know, saying, God, I'm afraid of you and I just want to get away from you. That's all. That's my whole goal in life. God says, let me give my life for you. Jesus did that for us. Thank you, Jesus, for being the rescuer, our healer. Here's people who obeyed parents. Jesus. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, he went to Nazareth with his parents and was obedient to Mary and Joseph. So here's the King of Kings, perfect, being obedient to imperfect Mary and Joseph. David, he was obedient to Jesse. Jesse, his dad, said, go take lunch to your brothers. They're hungry. They're going to be in a big battle, you know. So I bring the donuts to the important meeting. What kind of a responsibility is that? He does it, and God puts him. Go get Goliath now. You obey your parents. Next thing you know, God puts you in a position where something good's going to happen there. Elisha, he's a prophet who said, "I want to follow in Elijah's footsteps." But first, let me go say goodbye to my mom and dad. That showed great respect. And Elijah said, go ahead. Pretty much said, I'm not going to hold you back from that. Jehoshaphat did what his dad Asa did and won many battles because of it. And back about 450 years ago, about as long as was written the song we just sang, All People on Earth Do Dwell. That's a good song. We've been singing it for 450 years. We really should know it better than that. After 450 years. Come on. Sorry. I'm kidding. But this is what people said. They got together. How are we going to teach our children to honor father and mother? They said they had to learn this in Sunday school or in their homes and just put it into practice. I will show honor, love, and faithfulness to my father and mother. Honor, love, and faithfulness. And to all in authority over me. Whoa. Here comes the elders. Here comes the teachers. Here comes the pastor. Here comes Commissioner, you know, Cunningham or whatever his name is. I will show honor and respect to all those in a position of authority over me. I will submit myself to their instruction and correction. This is the good part, which we can understand. Bearing patiently with their sins. He's not saying these people are perfect. But God put them there. I'm gonna honor them. Since it is God's will to govern us by their hand. How true. So it's an opportunity to say, I respect and honor God by respecting and honor mom and dad. You get the forgiveness factor in there if they were so dishonorable in their behavior. Or any other person in your life, boss, person in authority. Hopefully, you know, your mom and dad are gone. You do have spiritual moms and dads who know, who's been walking with the Lord longer than you have. So your job is to honor them. Any Christian who's older than me, I honor. Any Christian who knows the Lord longer than I have, I honor. That's what some of us can learn from that. It's a good thing, believe me. You start to take in some wisdom, it's like, whew. Could you imagine getting the 10 oldest people in our church, or the ones who trusted God the longest, and just let them kind of give you input? You realize what a blessing that would be? You know, don't think you know it all because you knew the Lord for 10 years. Please. That's not a good thing. And C.S. Lewis, he said, okay, do honor your loved ones, but honor God first. So this is how he put it. But I love God better than my earthly dearest. That's kind of putting the Lord above mom and dad, spouse, dear children. When I love God better than my earthly dearest, I love my earthly dearest better than I do now. So if I put God first, we'll be better lovers of people. If I love my earthly dearest, mom and dad, spouse, whoever, at the expense of God and instead of God, I will move towards not loving my earthly dearest. I've done that. That's not a good thing. When we love God first, loved ones are not suppressed, but increased. Increased. In other words, we treat them better. I know in my life, just let my family come in and tell you the bold truth of it all. When I'm putting God first, much better husband, much better dad. When I'm not putting God first, I'm chief worst husband, worst dad you ever saw. I mean, I'm just like crabby, grumpy, all over the place. But to put God first, honor mom and dad, it's a great thing. And when we do that as people, Isaiah said, or not, Malachi said this, God will turn the hearts of the children to the parents and say, oh, I can't honor them. I'm going to try to remember with grace parents or present authority figures. And I will turn the hearts of fathers to the children. Can you imagine what happens in the family when that happens? It's wonderful. God could pull it off. Can you imagine what happens in a church fellowship when all the spiritual fathers of the church, there's probably 30 here today, all the spiritual fathers of the church turn to the children, you know, and start to love them and guide them. And all the children, they start to turn to the 30, you know, spiritual fathers of the church. And they say, let's follow God like they do. It's like Malachi defined that as a revival. So you could be a part of that just by saying, by the grace of Jesus, I'll follow this commandment. honor your father and mother. And sometimes it's the memory, sometimes it's, you know, who you face on Monday morning as your boss, Nebuchadnezzar, comes in. Crabby, atheist, pain in the rear end boss that he is. And you honor him because he's your boss. And I say, there must be a God who changes lives. Amen. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for your good commandments. They can't save us, but they could point us to Jesus, who, Lord, if we just look at this commandment, we should all shout out, I need a Savior. I need forgiveness. Jesus, be my Savior and forgiver, and help me have a new life with you in this basic relationship that we've made a big broken mess of, but you can give your way and your peace about. Just help everybody here as we walk in your ways with your help alone. In Jesus' name, amen.